Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Feel the passion. Feel the intensity. Feel the fun because it won't hurt your brain. It's Dumb Debates with Elizabeth and Radar.
How do you load a dishwasher? Utensils pointing up or pointing down? It is a heated debate here in our workplace. Maybe this happens in your workplace too. How do you load that thing? That's what we've been asking because, boy, somebody loaded it apparently incorrectly here at the mix.
And it went back and forth because everyone does something different at their own house. And now it's the workplace where we're all together. And I'm on the side of, you put the utensils down. You don't want to get your fingerprints and fingers all over the part that you're going to put in your mouth, and the knives and things are sharp.
And I'm
forks
saying
forks can be sharp.
I'm saying go ahead and load them up because that way they get cleaned better. Forks, knives, everything gets sprayed off. Plus, if you're worried about people grabbing the tops of forks, you just grab them from the side when you unload it. But you're also grabbing plates and putting your germs over the clean
and
plates.
This is just a summary of what the emails were going back and forth with all of the employees here.
Yeah, how much time you got? We'll tell you. We'll read some
of these
emails.
There's people that I haven't heard from in months in this company that are in some back room we never see that are emailing about the dishwasher.
Oh, you still work here? Oh, the dishwasher brought you out, didn't it? Okay, so we're going to go over to the phones to ask you about this dumb debate. How do you load a dishwasher? 414-799-1099. So is it, Bill, utensils pointing up or pointing down?
I think they have to go down.
You say down.
You're like me. Why?
Because I think if they're up, then when the dishwasher's on, all that food then drips down on the rest of the part of the fork or knife. I think if they're down, it just goes right into the dishwasher and it doesn't drip on the rest of the utensil.
Bill, good point.
Rather have it drip down to the handle, though, as opposed to the eating part of your fork, if it is going to drip down?
Well, I think if it's when the dishwasher's on, it's going to take all the food and it's going to just wash it right down and put it into the dishwasher where it doesn't have to drip down, yes.
Bill lives in this happy fantasy world. He looks at the glass is half full with Bill.
That's right.
It's going to drip up just fine.
The dishwasher's always full.
That's right. That's right.
Bill, thanks for the call. You'll have to call us again, man.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Yep.
All right. We'll take one more call on this. Jody is on the phone. So, Jody, what do you think when you're loading the dishwasher, utensils pointed up? Or should we point them down?
The knives are pointing down, but the spoons and forks always up.
Spoons and forks up, knives
so
down.
So you're split.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I don't want to grab the knife by the point. So, yeah, the knives are down. Once you take the knives out, it's easy enough to grab the other silver, you know, by the handle, you know, the top of the handle anyway. So you're not touching, the tines or the spoon part, you know.
So I guess this is the best way we can solve it here at work, then. It kind of makes everybody happy. Those that like it down, some point down, and those that want it up, the utensils can be up.
Just got to be careful we don't cut ourselves.
Well, yeah, but no.
You don't want to be,
Duh, Radar.
You don't want to have blood dripping all over that.
You're not going to cut yourself.
Wait a minute, though. That's workman's comp. You could get a day off of work. What do you think of that?
But then all the dishes are dirty.
Oh, that's just true.
See?
Well, how about this? How about we put a new email out? Totally solve everything.
What?
Just make people actually do physical work. When you're done using something, wash it by hand and then put it away. Can we just say that?
Okay, thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. Go to your room.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.